Welcome to the Hillingdon Hospitals NHS Foundation Trust podcast.
Hello, I'm here today with Elaine Hodson, who is our Trust's Health, Wellbeing and Engagement Lead. We're recording this in early January, which is a time when a lot of us will be thinking about the future and how we might be able to make positive changes to start off the new year in the best possible way. So we thought this would be a good moment to have a conversation about health and wellbeing and what support and guidance is available through the Trust. So first of all, welcome Elaine.
Good morning. How are we all?
Very well. I think quite often when we talk about health and wellbeing, we focus a lot of time on what people can do when things are not going well. I thought it might be nice to start by talking about some of the positive things you can do to proactively look after your wellbeing. So if people want to start the new year in a good way and are thinking about safeguarding physical, mental wellbeing, what are a few things that you might want to consider?
Okay, so starting your health and wellbeing journey doesn't mean that you have to make big changes or have a new radical workout schedule. You don't have to make big sweeping New Year resolutions, which quite frankly, most of the time they always fall by the wayside. But you can make some small adjustments, like improving your sleep routine, taking more time back and prioritizing yourself. And then that can help protect your mental health. So there are some things you might want to think about. So getting some support with budgeting and finances for the year ahead to help you reduce your future stress, because that is a really big stress factor. There's lots of financial wellbeing resources available through the intranet, and like Salary Finance are running a free webinar on the 17th of January, which covers things like crafting a customized budget, emergency fund essentials, and achieving financial freedom and getting out of debt. Simply spending more time socializing in person, having a cup of tea with a colleague or a friend, and that can be really good for your well-being. Thinking about your sleep patterns, getting a good night's sleep is different for everyone, but it's important for both your physical and mental health. And there's lots of evidence out there that getting some regular exercise has a positive impact on your overall well-being. But if you're not very currently active, I hold my hand up here for that. That doesn't mean you have to start training to run a marathon or go spend lots of money in a gym on a membership or equipment you might never, ever use. So going for some short walks, spending time outside in nature can be fantastic to reboost your mental health. And you can make small changes, like taking some of the stairs in the tower block instead of hopping into that lift. It doesn't have to be dramatic to make such a big difference in your life. You could try taking up a new hobby, reading. So if reading is something you want to do more of this year, our Trust has a book club. It meets every 8 weeks or so, and that all staff are welcome to join. You can find more information on that on our intranet. Challenge yourself. Go cook something new each week. Perhaps you've got a recipe you've really, really want to do but haven't tried before. And mindfulness. It's a technique that's proving to be effective in reducing stress and anxiety. It essentially encourages you to be more aware of the present moment and to move from doing mode to being mode. Peter Helmer, experienced NHS mindfulness practitioner, runs weekly groups for NHS staff.
Fantastic. Yeah, there's actually a lot there that I want to think about, so thank you for that. I know that the post-festive lull in January can also be quite tricky, and it can be hard to get back into the normal rhythm of things. I think I've definitely experienced that. And I know some people also find that they're really affected by seasonal affective disorder, so it's quite difficult when it's in the dark months. And it's also always a very pressured time for anyone working in the NHS. So if people are trying all these things and they're still finding that they're struggling, they're just finding things a bit difficult at the moment, what are some of the routes that they can take to get support?
Okay, so some of the routes that staff can take. So if you're finding things difficult at the moment, and if you feel comfortable, try speaking to your line manager. And that's one of the best first courses of action to take. They may be able to make some adjustments to help make things easier for you at work, and they can help signpost you to additional support if you want it. Our trust have staff-facing clinical psychology team on site, and they can offer some brief interventions for anyone who is really struggling and do some onwards referrals if they think that's necessary. They can also work with teams, for example, through some reflective practice groups. We have trained mental health first aiders on site who can help make sure that you have access to the right form of support. Now, they're not trained psychologists, but I'm sure they're always up for a cup of tea or coffee and a biscuit. Northwest London Keeping Well Service, they offer some free psychological support for NHS staff. You'll be seen by someone from their talking therapy service at CNWL or West London NHS Trust, either over the phone or using their video consultation. If you're feeling a bit low, but don't think you need some professional support at this point in time, there's lots of resources and guides that can help you manage your own well-being. The Royal Brompton and Harefield are running some Beyond the Blues online talks this month. There are lots of links to resources on the Trust Wellbeing Hub on the internet, including, as I said before, the Northwest London Keeping Well Service. And they have some self-help guides. And there's also some really good staff wellbeing pages on the NHS England website that you can also access.
Brilliant. You mentioned speaking to your manager as one of the first things that you could do. So if you are a manager and you're in charge of a team, what are some of the things that you can do to help support your staff?
Yep. So it's really important that our managers make sure that they foster a safe and supportive area. So psychological safety has a huge impact on both well-being and productivity. So it's important to make sure that workloads are being properly managed and staff are able to have proper breaks and rest time, especially when it's really, really busy in departments like A&E and maternity. The clinical psychology team can help support managers, and they can get in touch via their email address, which is thh-staffpsychology@nhs.net. NHS England has some online guides for looking after your team's wellbeing, with videos covering a wide range of topics, from creating an inclusive space for open conversations to finding meaning in your work and bringing your whole self to the office. Don't forget that the Trust also has several staff networks, and staff can connect into support on areas such as disability and menopause, and there is so much more available for them.
Brilliant. So final question. As we start this new calendar year, what is making you feel positive going into 2024?
So for me, although 2023 was a particularly difficult year, I'm looking forward to getting out and about in the Trust this year, meeting new members of staff, reconnecting with some old colleagues who I haven't seen in a while, and taking on some new challenges, not only to stretch my professional development, but some much needed personal goals, such as making time to get out and about and getting some of that exercise I keep going on about, and doing some reading. I have some new books just waiting to entice me into its chapters, along with a slice of leftover Christmas cake and some coffee. But, you know, decaf now, of course.
Lovely. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us today. We'll also make sure that some of the resources that you've mentioned are linked underneath the podcast in case anyone wants to check them out. So thank you very much.
Lovely. Thank you so much. And everyone, have a great 2024.
So that's it for today's episode. Thank you for listening. Please do join in the conversation about this episode, tag us in social media and send us any other comments and let us know your thoughts, and we'll see you next time.